It's 88.5 KCSN. Ty Siegel is here with me. I'm Jeff Penfield, by the way. He is got a new album coming out. It is his self-titled release, your second self-titled release, but 9th album overall. And got a lot of shows coming up in town. Hi-Hat for their first year anniversary coming up on the 28th. And then you got a nice run of Terragram Ballroom shows from February 2nd through February 4th. So thanks so much for coming on in and rocking out with us today.
Thank you.
So you grew up here in Southern California. You're originally from here. And I was kind of wondering, you know, how did that experience kind of influence you as you were getting into music? Was there any type of bands that you kind of latched on to in the area, or was it, how did that kind of influence you early on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really found out about punk music through surfing and skateboarding, and, you know, genuinely, you know, I heard Black Flag and the Misfits and the Dead Kennedys and all these bands through skateboarding, you know, skateboarding with older kids, meeting older kids, skateboard videos, going to a skateboarding ramp.
So it was really the crowd you were hanging out with that really helped you out.
Yeah, the crowd I was hanging out with, and you know, and also, you know, surfing, you know, surf music. I'm a big fan of surf music, and you know, it was kind of the gateway to what people would call, you know, garage rock, which I like to call just rock and roll, because that term is thrown around so much now. But the true, you know, sense of the word, like the Trogs and the Kinks and, you know, the Kingsmen, Louie Louie and all that stuff, that was all, surf music was kind of the gateway to that old rock and roll, early 60s music, frat rock. So, you know, surfing and skateboarding, really. And then just by being around it, really, meeting older kids. Luckily, Southern California has a huge, huge history of punk rock music and other rock and roll, so.
We'll be right back.
keep to the core of what rock music is all about.
I've realized recently that I'm a total escapist when I listen to music. I put on music to escape the world. I put on headphones to listen to weird soundscapes, and I'm a fan of music for that just as much as I am the meaning, the lyrical meaning, the intention, all that. So, you know, for me, it's very important to have a physical, guttural reaction to music. Like, you know, as a kid going to see shows and, you know, especially punk music, that's how you got your aggression out in a great way, instead of getting in a fight or screaming at someone or stuffing it inside. You got to act it out, and, you know, with a bunch of like-minded individuals.
You brought in your band this time around, because normally you do it on your own, and it's kind of was your own thing, but you brought in the band and also worked with Steve Albini. Although you changed the way you recorded it, do you see the output changing at all, or kind of having, do you kind of recognize there's a little bit of a difference on this upcoming release?
Yeah. I mean, it was a totally different process. And the thing about a live band performing in a studio and recording is that it just creates a totally different feel for a record. It feels like you're watching a band, you're listening to a band. The overdub records are, they feel like a weird alternate world. That's why I like those so much, as, you know, like the Skip Spence record or Madcap Laughs or, you know, some of those weird Guided by Voices records. They sound like a different world. And that's really cool. And that goes back to the escapism thing and trying to find a different universe to put yourself into, which I like a lot. But the band, there's nothing better than a band playing in a room and having that feeling. You know, it's like everybody knows This Is Nowhere, or any real, you know, any Neil Young Crazy Horse record is like, it feels good. It feels like those guys are having a good time and really playing together. And it's a feeling you can't really replicate.
We'll be right back.
Orange Color Queen was about your wife, Danae. Is that kind of how, where you get most of your lyrical content from? Is just kind of like your day-to-day life, or does it kind of depend from song to song?
It's, whenever I try to sit down with a pen and paper and write lyrics, they're the worst, most tacky, horrible things you've ever heard. And I really don't think I'm that great of a lyricist at all. I think it's probably my weakest songwriting point, in all honesty, but I like to do the, stream of consciousness style lyric. I think that's the only kind of truthful way that I can do it, because I'm not the most eloquent person. I'm not a poet. I feel insecure about these things. But when it's free from interpretation of my own mind, when the middle, filter is off, I feel like it's good. So it's, I don't even know. The songs vary all the time. A lot of them are nonsensical streams. Some of them do have real life meaning. Others don't. It's very random. I'll wake up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, and a song will happen. And I couldn't tell you how.
Well, it almost sounds like it's when you get into your music. Sometimes you want to listen to an album and go into there. Sometimes you're going into the studio to record, or sometimes it's like, you know what, now's the time to write. Now it's just kind of when that feeling's there, it's just boom, that's when it happens.
Yeah. Almost. It's rare that if something is difficult, it's starting to become difficult, it's usually not a good idea. That's what I've learned. That's the one thing. You know, lyrically, it's getting hard, it's taking a long time, then just ditch it, move on, because something's getting in the way. There's only a couple of times it's been worthwhile to chase something down.
Wake me up before you go to the other side of the world that we all know. Morning
Hi-Hat January 28th for their first anniversary, and then Terra Grand Ballroom February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's Ty Siegel here, a brand new self-titled record. Thank you again so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It's 88.5 KCSN.